PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
I suppose I should be envious of you, Max. After all, you did outrun me in track. But then, who wanted to spend all that time training and practicing? And yet, did I ever try to settle the score? No, never! I admit, you defeated me in debates, in slugball, in our school dance contest, but that was then. This is now. It's get-even time, Max. At this year's Father's Day parade in Tikiville, I will finally, finally, finally humiliate you. Boss, delete. Round up the rest of my humble henchmen. No!
Right away, boss.
Meet Hacker at the Northern Frontier. Signed, Buzz and Delete.
Bring your leg up like so.
Then kick the ball with the side of your foot.
Yoinks!
Weird. It's from Buzz and Delete. Meet Hacker at the Northern Frontier.
Huh? Didn't expect that one.
Why would Buzz and Delete text you?
Maybe their mistake is our opportunity.
To ensure absolute secrecy, I'll be sending you your instructions as coded messages with my brilliant invention. The Decodatron. The messages will arrive in three different colors, yellow, green, and purple. Each color will be a different code, and each code will use a different pattern of numbers that match letters of the alphabet. Is that clear?
Different color?
Different code. Got it, boss.
Really? I'm amazed. Finally, decode the messages the same as last time. Any questions?
Shan't be a problem, my liege.
Excellent! Now, move out and await instruction.
I expect the first coded message will arrive shortly.
Coded messages from Hacker?
Sounds like he's up to something really big this time.
Lucky for us, Buzz and Delete sent me that text message by mistake.
Either that, or you're in their favorite five.
This is no time for jokes, Matt. We have to find a way to intercept those coded messages.
What we need is one of those Decodatron gizmos.
Fear not, Earthlies. The Didge will deliver the goods.
Prepare for takeoff. Buzz, dump the trash.
Diddy, dump the trash.
I always dump the trash when we take off.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't care which one of you dumps the trash. Just dump it.
Dinge!
One Dakotatron, as promised.
Way to go, Dinge! You're the best!
Any idea where Hacker's going?
Nope. But we're gonna find out something. What's with all the numbers?
That's gotta be the coded message.
But how can we tell what it says if we don't know the code?
Well, what if each number stands for a letter in the alphabet?
Yeah! See how the numbers are bunched together in small groups? Maybe each group is a word.
You guys could be onto something. Let's see. 26 letters in the alphabet. Now, if you're right, there won't be any numbers over 26. And there aren't!
So one could be the letter A, two the letter B,
three is C, four is D,
five is E. No, six is E. No, that's F. No, it's E.
Hold it. We need to get organized. Matt, pen and paper me. We need to make a table that matches each letter to its number.
I got it! F is definitely six. Or is it seven?
All done. Look, Dinge, F is six, see? Each number is matched to a letter.
All right, Jax. Let's decode that message.
7 and 15. 7 is G and 15 is O. G-O.
Let's see if the rest of the words make sense. What's the next group?
20 and 15.
20 is T and 15 is O. T-O. The second word is 2.
The first word is go. So far it reads go 2.
Go where? Where's Hacker going?
Let's find out. 20, T, 9, I, 11, K, 9, I, 22, V, 9, I, 12, L, 12, L, 5, E.
I've got it! Tinkyville!
Game on, Jax! The next word is 20, 8, and 5.
T, H, E.
The last word is 8, 1, 3, 11, 5, and 18.
H-A-C-K-E-R.
Go to Tikiville, the hacker.
Tikiville? Why Tikiville?
I don't know, but we better get there fast.
Motherboard, come in! We need a portal and put a rush on it!
Hi, everyone! Happy Father's Day, and welcome to the big Father's Day parade coming to you this year from Tikiville. In just a few minutes, the parade will wind along our very own sweet cyberway through the far-out forest and stop at the Fantastic Father's Photorama, where the Cyber Dad of the Year will receive his trophy. And speaking of this year's Cyber Dad of the Year, let's meet him, my dad, Max!
Hey, Creech. Your announcing is extremely accomplished.
Thanks, Daddy. I mean, Max, and congratulations on winning Cyber Dad of the Year.
The credit goes to my daughter. Creech wrote an eloquent letter that impressed the nominating committee.
I just told the truth. I wrote how my dad makes the most splendid banana pancakes, plays Super Spy Guy with me all the time, and gives far-out hydroplane rides. My dad is the quintessence of daddiness. Be right back for the start of the parade. Guys!
Creech!
I can't believe you're here! This is my dad!
Hi!
Hi!
Nice to meet you!
Call me Max. It's excellent to meet you. I've heard so much about you from Creech. Are you here for the parade?
My dad is Cyber Dad of the Year!
Actually, we followed Hacker.
Yes, that's exactly why we're here. To see the parade, right, guys?
Definitely! Yeah. I'd love to see the floats over there!
Sure! Come on, Inez, we'll show you!
Hey! What's with the interrupting?
This parade is important for everyone in cyberspace, especially for Creech and her dad.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it.
You're right! Let's go stop Hacker!
The plan to embarrass Max will not fail. It's foolproof. Report!
Baskerville is in position.
Trashinator is in position.
Yes.
The parade is starting. It's code time.
No problem. Let's find out what's going on.
Another coded message.
More numbers, just like last time.
This should be easy to crack. I've got the alphabet table from last time. Numbers, please.
9, 20, 3, and 4.
9 is I, 20 is T, 3 is C, and 4 is D.
I, T, C, D? That's not a word.
Try some of the other words.
11, 22.
K and V.
Next word, 16, 17, 25.
16 is P, 17 is Q, and 25 is Y. What's that spell?
Kevpagi?
That doesn't make any sense either.
What if Hacker changed the code? And that's why this message is green and the other was yellow. Different colors, different codes.
Something tells me this isn't gonna be easy.
I just love a parade, Buzzy.
Me too. They're so parade-y.
Hello, Tikiville. Happy Father's Day.
I want to thank my friend Inez for riding along with me.
Hey, what's that earth brat doing here?
Not to worry, boys. My plan is working to perfection. Say hello to Max, the robot, that is.
Hello, Max.
Hey, Max.
Hello, dunce buckets.
Come on, we can do this, guys. Look, we've got groups of numbers like before, and no number higher than 26.
So each number probably still stands for a letter, somehow.
But which number with which letter?
Good question, Didge. Maybe there's a new pattern to these numbers.
Time for a new table. Before, 1 was A and 2 was B. Maybe this time, 2 is A, 3 is B, 4 is C, 5 is D, 6 is E, and done.
Okay, let's try it. The first word is 9, 20, 3, and 4.
That's H, S, B, C.
Hisbic? What's a Hisbic?
It's not a word, that's for sure. Let's try another pattern.
Guys, we don't have time to make a bunch of tables. We need a faster way to test different codes.
In one of my spy books, the spy used a secret decoder ring. It had the alphabet around one band and numbers from 1 to 26 around the other. You put the letter A next to different numbers to get different codes.
Sorry, no secret decoder ring.
I have an idea. How about a yo-yo? Hand me, Jax. Watch. If I write the alphabet on the top half and numbers on the bottom half, see? I can twist the top to put the letter A next to any number I want.
Each twist is a different pattern. A thing of beauty, Maddie.
Make A 3 and B 4. We haven't tried that pattern yet.
A 3, B 4. Got it.
Now decode 9, 20, 3, and 4.
9, G, 20, R, 3, A, 4. B, G, R, A, B.
Grab! Grab is a word!
Great! Here's the rest of the code. 11 and 22.
I, T.
16, 17, 25.
N, O, W.
22, 10, 7.
T, H, E.
Last word. 10, 3, 5, 13, 7, and 20.
H, A, C, K, E, R, Hacker!
Grab it now. The Hacker.
Grab what? What's it?
Don't know, Didge. But we'd better catch up to the float. Come on.
Happy Father's Day.
What's your dad handing out?
His famous and fabulous banana pancake.
See anything yet?
Nope. But these banana pancakes are unbelievable.
There seems to be a malfunction with that roving recliner.
Green smoke? Huh, that is so hacker.
I bet he's going to grab whatever it is right now. Hurry!
So what did Hacker grab?
I don't know. Everything looks the same to me.
Welcome back to the Father's Day Parade. I'm Creech's friend, Inez.
And I'm Creech. We're nearing the fantastic Father's Photorama where my dad will be crowned Cyber Dad of the Year. He so deserves it.
Then I'm going to make sure he gets exactly what he deserves.
I know you all liked my banana pancakes. How about some cyber syrup to go with them?
Creech, what's your dad doing?
I have no idea.
So much for everything being the same.
No kidding. Why would the Cyber Dad of the Year squirt syrup at everybody?
I don't know. But it tastes good.
Wait! Another message. This time it's purple. Oh, man. The patterns really changed this time. Some numbers are larger than 26. Lots of them.
Which means my decoder yo-yo won't work now.
What are we gonna do?
Duck!
Hi, Max. Happy Father's Day.
I know who you two are. What's Hacker trying to accomplish this time?
Well, he's already accomplished it. Right, Dee Dee?
Right, Buzzy? The Max Robot is now Cyber Dad of the Year!
Know why I won Cyber Dad of the Year? Because I'm better than all of you.
What's gotten into your dad?
I wish I knew.
Dad, what are you doing?
Okay, what do we know?
We know we still have groups of numbers, but now a lot of the numbers are higher than 26.
Can those big numbers still represent letters?
I think so, Didge. Check out the last two groups of numbers. 3 numbers and 6 numbers. Just like the first two messages. So, if Hacker always signs his messages the same way, then we know what those two words are.
The Hacker! The Hacker fits perfectly.
If we're right, at least we'll know some of the letters in the new code.
Look, this would make the A, C, and E in Hacker 1, 5, and 9.
Yeah, but what's the pattern?
Let's start at the beginning of the alphabet and fill in what we know. 1, skip a letter. 5, skip a letter. 9. Maybe the pattern is counting up by odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. They all fit a pattern of odd numbers.
Keep counting up, Jax!
I'm counting.
If we're right about the pattern, we should be able to crack the rest of the code. Let's go for it. The secret message is, take it to Grand Tiki. The Hacker.
I still don't know what it is, but I do know where the Grand Tiki is. Follow me.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oops, sorry. How'd that happen?
Ooh, right in your face.
Bam!
Yes! Nothing like a good pie fight. Revenge is so sweet.
Dad, stop! What are you doing?
You think he's okay?
Sorry.
That's it. The Grand Tiki Statue.
Whoa! It's Delete and Trashinator.
Whatever it is, must be inside. And maybe Hacker, too. How are we going to get in without being seen?
Leave it to the dish. So what do you think, Max? Kind of fun watching yourself, huh?
Hacker will be found out. He always is.
Trash? What are you doing back here? Did you? Earth Brats?
Jackie, Digit, I'm so grateful you found me.
Wait, I don't understand. How can you be here and in the parade at the same time?
Hacker grabbed me off the float when everything went green. The Max on the float is an imposter. A robot.
Another message.
It's purple like the last one. We should be able to crack it easily.
Hang on, I'm almost done. Got it. Photo slime time. V-Hacker.
Photos? Oh, no. Hacker's gonna slime the Fantastic Father's photorama. We've gotta stop him.
This is it, Max. Time for you to experience the same humiliation and shame you've caused me. Yeah!
Hello, cyber citizens. I will now show you what I really feel about Fathers and Father's Day.
Dad! No! Dad?
Oh, no!
Take that, you boorish Borg!
Dad! I knew that couldn't be you! Are you okay?
Thanks to your friends, I am.